December 8th, 2018. Praying by Rita Morrow. We don't know who God is going to put in our paths each day. The impact from meeting that stranger can change your entire day. That's how I felt yesterday when I met Harold. I didn't even know his name until we ended our conversation and we were just about to go our separate ways. I was busy at work, doing my normal routine, when Harold, an elderly gentleman, walked by with his cart doing some shopping. I did my normal thing, said hello, asked him how his morning was going, and could I help him find anything. He told me he was out shopping because he had had a rough 2 days of not sleeping and was restless. He was on medication and he was going to have to go back to the doctor to see if there was something that they could do to help him to be able to sleep. After listening to him and trying to find words to comfort him, we had a few more minutes of just chatting about items in his cart. I told him that I would pray for him, that he gets the rest that he needs, and that the day goes well for him. I proceeded to turn and go back to what I was working on when I heard him say, "By the way, if you're going to pray for me, then you might want to know my name." I took my phone out of my pocket, put his name, Harold, in, and added prayers for Harold to be able to rest. He smiled and said, "Thank you, Rita." Of course he knew my name. It's on my shirt. I am thankful for my encounter with Harold. God took me out of focusing on my own issues and helped me to see that I could be there for someone else. God puts people in our lives sometimes to help bring our focus back to where it should be, on Him. He is taking care of our issues. When we rest in Him completely, we begin to see all the little things that we may take for granted as beautiful things that God purposely places in our lives. 1 Timothy 2:1, New Living Translation. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. 1 Peter 5:6-7, English Standard Version. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Psalm 4:8, English Standard Version. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Have a blessed day.